Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The first baseman, Bruce Knutzer. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting second. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the Washington Senators, General Crowder. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter strikes out. One out. Bruce Knutzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knutzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crowder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Averill. The throw from Spencer and he is safe. Averill steals second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel takes first base on ball 4. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Quel. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Cecil applying the tag. One out. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vozmak. Maynisch reaches second base with a double. Bluge goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Senators. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maynisch scores. It's 2-0, Senators. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cronin moves to second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cronin. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Calm applying the tag. Reynolds moves to second. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crowder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards second. Sissel scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell strikes out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Quel hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill who is chasing the ball. Quel reaches third base with a triple. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bludge hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Quel scores. One out. It's 3-0, Senators. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cronin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Knutzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knutzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Knutzer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bludge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mainisch. Sissel reaches second base with a double. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmek hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bludge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West takes first base on ball 4. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. West moves to third. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett misplays the ball. That's an error on Burnett. West scores. Kerr moves to third. It's 4-0, Senators. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0-for-1 in the game. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com takes first base on ball 4. Burnett moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Powers pinch hits for Mel Harder. Mike Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball towards right. Reynolds settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Reynolds. Burnett scores. Com moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Senators. Bruce Knotzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knotzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Knotzer hits a line drive towards first. QL reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bludge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Maynish bunts towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bludge fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cecil moves to second. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. Cecil moves to third. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a line drive towards third. Bluge reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Rice pinch hits for Carl Reynolds. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Rice now playing right field. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a line drive towards short. Cronin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0-for-2 in the game. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Knotzer fields the ball and throws to Connolly covering. Safe. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bluge hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Bluge reaches second base with a double. QL moves to third. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Knotzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knotzer is 0-for-3 in the game. Knotzer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cecil hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of West. Cecil reaches second base with a double. Averill moves to third. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vosmek hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Averill scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Senators. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burnett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. West hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Com hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of West. Com reaches second base with a double. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bluch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Sarge Connolly. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-4 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Com scores. It's 4-3, Senators. Bruce Knotzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knotzer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Knotzer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter scores. Knotzer moves to second. It's Indians, 4, Senators, 4. Bill McAfee now pitching. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Jack Russell now pitching. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Spencer strikes out. Two outs. Bill McAfee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAfee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vosmak hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Burnett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Burnett reaches second base with a double. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 4 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. QL hits a pop-up towards short. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bluge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bluge moves to second. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Porter bunts towards the mound. McAfee fields it and throws to first for the out. Russell moves to second. One out. Bruce Knotzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knotzer is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Knotzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Russell moves to third. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Averill is walked intentionally. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. West strikes out. Sewell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws West out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 4. the Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vosmek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Burnett bunts towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill McAfee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAfee is 0-for-1 in the game. McAfee hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 4. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-5 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Russell takes first base on ball 4. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of West. Porter reaches second base with a double. Russell moves to third. Bruce Knotzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knotzer is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. Knotzer hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Averill is walked intentionally. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 3-for-6 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Sissel hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Bludge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Mainisch moves to third. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mainisch scores. Cronin moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.